Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This morning, Origin upset. The Maroons trounced the Blues on home soil in Game 1. An hours-long siege, Ent sends Gold Coast streets into lockdown. Coal Power set to make a comeback to drive down the price of energy. A driver ploughs into a crowd in Germany, killing a teacher. And winter records tumble, the cold snap makes its way across the country.
This is 7 News. With Jodie Spears.
Good morning. Queensland drew first blood in a thrilling series opener, winning State of Origin 1 at a sellout at Coeur Stadium. In his first game as coach, Billy Slater led the Maroons to a big upset, ruining the Blues' Sydney homecoming 16-10.
80,000 fans crammed into a Coeur Stadium. State of Origin's 18-month absence from Sydney was finally over.
Josh Papali'i with a venomous return.
The Blues the first to give their fans something to cheer.
Whiten, yes! Jack Whiten with the first try of Origin.
Xavier Coates' night ended early, an ankle injury putting him in doubt for Origin 2. James Tedesco thought he had the Blues second, his try chalked off for a forward pass by the bunker. Fresh off his 20th birthday, Selwyn Cobbo proved he's the real deal. Try number two for New South Wales, again denied by the bunker. The Blues down 4-6 at the break. Words of wisdom from Billy the Kid, his former teammates turned up the pressure.
Dances with the Blues and Munster's cut them up the middle.
He's playing the best players in the world and he's making them, he made them look silly then.
DCE with the Maroons second.
Terry Evans, the skipper will score untouched.
Stephen Crichton fined on his Origin debut, which was quickly turning into a Queensland love story. Cam Murray gave the Blues hope for a miracle comeback, but there was no fairy tale in Sydney. Isaiah Yeo centimetres short on the final play, a Maroons win for the ages.
We just wanted a chance to come back and show that this jersey means something to us.
Bring on Game 2 in Perth. James Manton, 7 News.
In breaking news, police on the Gold Coast are locked in a tense siege which has dragged on for more than 13 hours. An emergency has been declared across four streets in Nerang and residents are in lockdown as officers negotiate with two men wanted on return to prison warrants. It's understood the pair took over an elderly couple's home yesterday afternoon and police have cornered them there. They're thought to be connected to two separate shootings earlier this week. One person is dead and nine others critically injured after a car crashed into a crowd at a busy shopping strip in Berlin. The 29-year-old male driver drove into people on a street corner before getting the car back on the road and then crashing into a shop window. A teacher on a school trip with students was killed while other victims sustained life-threatening injuries. Police have detained the driver and they're trying to determine if it was a deliberate act or an accident. Australia's energy ministers say they're committed to transitioning into renewables, but they admit that coal is needed to fix the current crisis. Political reporter Taylor Aiken is in Canberra. Good morning, Taylor. This was the outcome of yesterday's emergency meeting.
Yeah, that's right, Jody. Good morning. Energy ministers putting their heads together to try and ease the current energy price crisis. With a number of coal-fired power generators offline for maintenance, the energy grid has been forced to rely on expensive gas to fill the void, sending power bills skyrocketing. But Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has blamed the previous government for failing to modernise the grid, saying there are too few renewables to rely on.
Coal is a part of our mix right now. If you had a grid that was fit for purpose, where renewables were being plugged into the grid, you would have a real alleviation on the pressures that are in place right now.
Energy ministers promising to push companies to fire up production from coal generators to ease prices now, but there are fears that this is only the start as Australia surges towards an 82% renewable electricity target by 2030. So pay now, but it could be more to come. Jody?
Okay, Taylor Aiken, thank you. The Murugappin family are on the final leg of their long-awaited journey back to Biloela. Priya, Nades and their two daughters touched down in Queensland yesterday after flying out of Perth.
Me and my family are very happy to start our journey back to my community in Biloela.
They will head back to their adopted hometown this morning, where they will remain on bridging visas until their case is resolved in court. Hundreds more workers will be recruited at passport offices across the country to help clear a major application backlog. Assistant Foreign Affairs Minister Tim Watts says more than 300 additional call centre staff will be brought on board starting this week. Passport applications reached a daily record of more than 16,000 on Tuesday. That's twice the pre-pandemic average. It's hoped a post-mortem due out today will reveal how two sisters died at a unit in Sydney's southwest. The bodies of the 23 and 24-year-old siblings were found by a landlord and sheriffs who forced entry to evict the pair after they stopped paying rent. It's believed the bodies may have been in the unit for more than a month before they were discovered. It's been a record-breaking start to winter, with temperatures dipping low early across most of the major cities. It could get down to 6 degrees in Brisbane on Friday, the coldest week at this time of year since 1904. Patchy frost is expected across our slopes and ranges this morning. Forensic tests are being processed on human remains found in the Sunshine Coast hinterland. A heavily decomposed body was discovered on a remote track in the Glasshouse Mountains, and a cigarette lighter was picked up nearby. Detectives say it's too early to know if the body was burnt. An Adelaide man pulled over for a defective motorbike has tried to turn the tables on police. His video pointing out the officer's patrol car had a bald tyre has been viewed by millions on social media.
This cop has a bald tyre.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So I will defect that when I get back to my
You're not going to do that.
Sticker on it for something. Why that's not? Be dealt with.
That's what you're doing with mine. You're a hypocrite.
I think defecting his own car would have been the better option.
Police say the tyre has since been replaced. A teenage driver has learnt his sentence for striking and killing a couple and their unborn baby near Brisbane. The now 18-year-old was affected by drugs and alcohol when he hit Catherine Ledbetter and Matthew Field in a stolen car. He's been handed a jail term of 10 years, but will only serve 60% of it. The Governor-General has warned our Commonwealth Games team they'll be hosted by a nation fired up after the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. With 50 days to go until Birmingham 2022, Australia's team uniforms have been unveiled, along with Seven's coverage plan, our biggest ever for an overseas Games.
You know you're deep in the heart of the nation when the Governor-General and his wife host your uniform unveiling and dedicate a song.
Heading off to Birmingham, living out their dream.
They've just arrived home from the Platinum Jubilee.
For the Australians who get there, you've got to be running into people who are really revved up.
The RM Williams ceremonial uniforms include an Aboriginal design for unity, proudly modelled by an array of Aussie stars.
It's about days like this, representing a brand that is Australian brand. It's back in our hands.
The looks have changed over the years, and the global sporting landscape, still the Commonwealth Games hold a cherished place. Ask Matt Shervington what it did for him in 98.
The Commonwealth Games is such a great stepping stone to introduce a young athlete to the world stage.
Ask Tina Rahimi what it means to be our first Muslim female boxer.
It is a big deal, so to get that attention, you know, it doesn't bother me, but I've just got one goal, and that's to win the Commonwealth Games gold medal.
50 days to go, our athletes are looking fantastic, and Seven can also unveil a team that will bring every moment home, introduce new stars, and see what the big guns of Tokyo can do this time.
They are as good as any swim team that we've had.
From July 28, 12 days on 7, 30 channels on 7 Plus, the Aussies chasing a record haul of gold, but there's more to it than that.
To be part of a Games that is as inclusive as the Commonwealth Games is cool.
Matt Carmichael, 7 News.
With supermarket prices skyrocketing, families are increasingly going back to basics and growing their own food. Bosses and schools are getting in on the action, establishing urban farms to help feed staff and students.
Across our suburbs, a food revolution is growing.
It's the gift that keeps giving for your staff.
This water-efficient edible garden is helping take the cost of living pressure off workers. They can pick fresh, healthy, free food at any time.
I am a mum. I've got three teenage boys at home. So, yeah, something like this is pretty awesome.
I do think it saves me a lot, yeah.
It's the brainchild of boss Brendan Condon, who planted the thriving pop-up farm just 12 weeks ago.
This farm can produce about a tonne of produce per annum, so that's about $10,000 worth of produce.
The pandemic gardening trend has continued. In the city, this ugly car park roof is being transformed. Small businesses are sacrificing parking for veggies. At Athol Road Primary School, students harvest bumper crops from their thriving urban patch. Little farmers growing enough to supply the school and their local community all year round.
We sell lots of different things and we like to give people stuff if they really need it.
My prices aren't going up. It's usually a dollar, so a dollar for a bunch of silver beet or, you know, three lemons for a dollar, whatever it is, it's all a dollar.
A move back to healthy basics as the household budget squeeze gets tighter. Jackie Quist, 7 News.
A soon-to-be-unveiled art installation in the heart of Melbourne could raise a few eyebrows. The 10-metre inflatable head with lizard-like eyes is designed to get Melburnians to ask, what am I watching and who is watching me?
It looks absolutely incredible. It's already sparked a reaction and I think that's really the best thing about public art.
Federation Square won't say what the artwork cost, but it's part of the annual Anything But Square festivities, which begin next month. Checking finance now, the Dow Jones is trading down 281 points this morning. The Nasdaq is also lower. In London, the FTSE fell slightly and Germany's DAX lost. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed higher. Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose. The All Ords finished the day 28 points higher. The ASX 200 rose by 25. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,857 an ounce. Oil is $122 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying 71.94 US cents, 96.46 Japanese yen and $1.11 New Zealand. A student caught up in the Texas school shooting has given harrowing testimony, saying she smeared blood on her body in order to survive. Let's go live to US correspondent David Woywood. Good morning, David. Her evidence was part of a congressional hearing on gun violence.
It was. Good morning, Jody. Yeah, this was heartbreaking testimony. Look, Mia Cirillo, just 11 years old, but has very bravely addressed Congress today in a pre-recorded video. Look, she was inside that grade 4 classroom when the gunman has opened fire at Robb Elementary. She said her teacher first heard a disturbance and went to lock the classroom door. It was then she made eye contact with the gunman. Mia says that he said good night before shooting her teacher in the head. Mia hid with her classmates. She saw her friends being murdered around her. The way she escaped, well, she smeared the blood of the dead on herself.
Thought he was going to come back to the room, so I grabbed the blood and put it all over me. And
what did you do then when you put the blood on yourself?
Just stay quiet.
Incredibly brave testimony there. Look, families of those who lost children have also spoken today as American lawmakers try to find a compromise on modest gun law reform in the United States. Jodie.
Unbelievable, David. Thank you. 90 women are suing the FBI for more than $1 billion for mishandling the investigation into former Olympic doctor Larry Nassar. The lawsuit claims the Bureau failed to act when gymnasts with the US team reported sexual abuse. There was a year-long gap between those first reports being made and Nassar's arrest by state, not federal, authorities. Survivors say it allowed him to keep molesting young women and girls. Nassar is serving a 175-year prison sentence. At least 21 people have been killed and more than 50 injured after a passenger train derailed in Iran. The deadly accident occurred when the train hit an excavator near the track, knocking five carriages from the line. Authorities say the death toll is expected to rise due to the severity of the injuries. Hollywood sex offender Harvey Weinstein will be charged with two new counts of indecent assault. UK prosecutors have authorised charges to be brought against the disgraced media mogul for the alleged indecent assault of a woman in London in 1996. Weinstein is serving a 23-year prison sentence for rape in the US. His conviction was upheld by a New York appeals court last week. British researchers have developed a biodegradable gel to repair damage caused by a heart attack. The gel can be injected directly into the beating heart, effectively working as a scaffold to help cells grow new tissue. They say the breakthrough could improve the health of millions of heart attack survivors worldwide. The opening day for a new suspension bridge went terribly wrong in Mexico. The local governor, councillors and reporters all fell when it collapsed during the official first walk. At least eight people were hurt, some with broken bones. It's been suggested they may have simply exceeded the bridge's weight capacity.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To sport now, and Queensland pulled off a huge upset, beating New South Wales in State of Origin Game 1. In front of a sellout crowd at a core stadium, the Maroons impressed in Billy Slater's first game as coach. Sydney's 18-month wait for an Origin game ending in disappointment for the locals, Queensland winning 16-10.
What a ball!
Game 2 is in Perth on June 26. In the AFL, Melbourne are in damage control as new details emerge on the alcohol-fuelled brawl between two senior players. It's been revealed Jake Melksham was forced to have surgery on an infected hand following his fight with Stephen May. The Demons deny they tried to cover up the incident.
I'm not going to lie, I've been embarrassed the last 2 days. I don't think we ever misled you with that information. We just said it was an altercation.
The AFL Integrity Department is not investigating the punch-up. A batting collapse almost cost Australia victory in the second T20 against Sri Lanka. For the second straight game, the Aussie bowlers tore through the hosts, Jai and Kane Richardson taking a combined 7 wickets, even if they weren't all conventional ones.
He's fallen onto the stumps, I feel. Oh dear, oh dear.
Sri Lanka all out for 124. From 1 for 53, Australia collapsed to 7 for 99, but a late Matthew Wade cameo saved the day in the three-wicket win. Australia have an unassailable 2-0 series lead. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, a front and trough will bring showers and some highland snow to Tasmania. Cool onshore winds will cause showers over southern parts of South Australia and Victoria. Around the capital, sunny in Brisbane today with a top of 18 degrees. Sunny heading for 16 in Sydney. Partly cloudy with a top of just 11 in Canberra. Showers and 13 in Melbourne today. A shower or two, 10 degrees in Hobart. A shower or two as well in Adelaide, a top of 15 degrees. Showers and 22 in Perth. And less humid, sunny in Darwin today, 33 degrees.